This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Tomorrow there'll be an historic vote in Evanston, Illinois. Members of Northwestern University's football team will decide whether the Wildcats will unionize. Tomorrow's decision, along with lawsuits brought by student athletes who think they should be paid, are forcing the NCAA and big football schools to rethink the business model of college sports. Sally Herships has more.
Until recently, schools were only allowed to feed their giant, hulking college athletes a certain amount of food.
There were even rules in place over whether a bagel with cream cheese was a meal or a snack.
Plain bagel, a snack, but a spread makes it a meal. Andrew Moscato is the producer of the documentary Schooled, The Price of College Sports. He says the NCAA's food rule was draconian.
And that was a rule that ultimately was changed, but it was changed because of public pressure and the perception that these athletes are being taken advantage of, considering how much revenue they're bringing back to the university.
Which is why college football players at Northwestern will be voting on a possible union. Moscato says the students are facing outside pressure from coaches and other members of the community to vote no. Victor Matheson teaches economics at the College of the Holy Cross. He says there's a lot at stake at Northwestern.
Last year, their football team generated just over $30 million in revenue for the school. Out of that, only $5 million went into athletically related student aid for its football players.
But under NCAA rules, amateur student athletes can't be paid. Andy Zimbalist teaches economics at Smith College.
So they are actually looking for a little niche in here which says, yes, we're employees, yes, we can collectively bargain, no, we don't want to get wages, we only want to get better benefits and a seat at the table.
But Zimbalist says what's more important is the momentum for reform. And today, the NCAA said its biggest conferences can now give more aid to their student athletes. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.